part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
That's right, you tune in to AWR, powered by SID Media. And right now we're in the segment of the show where we're going to be talking to Elder Brian. And we are having the bigger scope of how revenge is so sweet. But today we're looking at choosing forgiveness. According to the International Coach Academy, forgiving somebody acts as a natural ornament to the wounded. As you forgive, you let go of all the hatred, revenge, and resentment for yourself. The mind, body, and soul are at ease and experience a sense of freedom. The pain and the emotional suffering are released, and the forgiver feels free. Hello, Pastor Elder Brian. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us yet again here on Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here again.
So, I mean, what I just read, I think it's something that we were talking about throughout the week, that, you know, like, forgiveness is not specifically for the... Actually, it's not even for the person that has harmed you. It's more so for you, you know, release that anger, release that pain. How does forgiveness benefit us? I think we've spoken about this because we like to touch on too many things and now we're repeating ourselves. But, you know, here we go. How does forgiveness benefit us in the long run?
Well, first of all, I'll begin with I think the most obvious. Then I want to dwell much on the hard one, which is really God's standard,
right?
In the words of Jesus Christ. Number one, when we talk about feelings, I think we did mention earlier in the week that when you forgive, you're actually setting yourself free. Mm. When you are laying the grudge down, it does more good to you than to the person you've actually forgiven. Because you see, when someone wrongs you, at times they go away not even caring, not even knowing. In fact, the person who has wronged you definitely move on. It is you who is hurt, who remains being eaten up by the wrong that has been done to you. And so you are bearing a burden for a person who has actually moved on. And this keeps eating you up. And so choosing forgiveness is really choosing to set yourself free from the burdens of the grudges that you're carrying. But then you see there's a benefit with forgiving, and the benefit is that when you forgive, God will also forgive you. To refuse to forgive is to imply and indicate to God that you have no need of forgiveness yourself. Because he says in Matthew, in the Lord's Prayer, that as you pray that forgive us our debts as we forgive those. So we can only be forgiven to the extent that we forgive. So the benefit of forgiving another is that every time we err, we are guaranteed of God's forgiveness. Can you imagine going to pray and the door of forgiveness is forever closed on you because you have refused to forgive another, because it's hurting you, it's painful. And he says again in the very Matthew 6 that if you forgive your friends their sins, then your heavenly Father will forgive you. That's the benefit we get. And there's a downside to it. The opposite is that if you do not forgive, your heavenly Father will not forgive. And this is not an apostle writing. This is not Paul writing. This is Jesus' words. He says, if you forgive, you will be forgiven. If you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven. It says also, number three, that when you have realized that you are going to give an offering That's Matthew chapter 5. You're going to give an offering, and then you realize that you have an issue with your brother, your sister, your friend. Leave the offering down. Go and be reconciled with your adversary. Then come and give your offering, lest it's not acceptable. Are we not taught that we need to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, as offerings? So imagine every time you present yourself, God says, nah, vain, nah, hypocrite, go away. Only because we have chosen to hold on to the pain that has been caused by us. Yeah. This Christianity.
Yeah, it's not an easy one. We've said it. But I mean, a lot of people would say that, you know what? It fuels me. It fuels me to have this rage. Without it, I feel like I'm not alive. Do we gain anything from plotting and, you know, planning for revenge? Is there anything that we could possibly gain?
Apart from feeding our anger and feeding our ego, there's nothing we gain. If anything, we become bitter in the long run, like we did indicate earlier. We become bitter in the long run. We become angry people. And that's all that we gain. In plotting, you realize that you become a strategist in doing evil. And you plan to hate another person. So there's really nothing we gain except that we become very bitter people. We are allowing what the other person did to us change us. In fact, we are allowing that person to run our lives, to rule us. So nothing, in the long run, nothing can be gained from plotting and enacting revenge.
I mean, you know, the problem with you and I, Elder, is that I feel like we have dissected this conversation to the max, okay? Mm-hmm. That it is not beneficial for you to have revenge. However, though, you know, it sounds so much easier said than done. And I think I've been saying this as well. How do we get to the point where our first choice is to choose God and forgive? As opposed to anger, then we get to forgiveness.
Yeah. And this is why it becomes hard. Again, I'll repeat, like you have been repeating, Gundo, that this Christianity thing is not for children. It's not for kids, man. It's not child's play. You have to decide to surrender it to a God you've accepted to be your Lord and personal Savior. I think most of us have accepted Christ as our personal Savior. We have accepted to be saved, but we have not accepted Him as our Lord. You know a Lord? He's your master. You do what He says. And we just want Him to be our Savior and be our own Lords and allow our emotions to rule us and allow our feelings to govern how we treat other people. But if we accept Him as our Lord, then we realize that what He says must be done. And so the first thing really is, am I God's child? What would Jesus do? WWJD. What would Jesus do? And He says in His words, that love those that hate you. Love those. Pray for those that persecute you. And when you begin to reach a point where you have to decide between revenge and forgiveness, you have to overcome your emotions. Perhaps that becomes a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, love, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, patience, self-control. Because emotions are all about self. Feelings are all about self. Anger is all about self. It's speaking to the ego, the pride within you that was injured. So when you subject this self under the control of the Holy Spirit, perhaps we'd be getting somewhere. And really, again, it's about deciding. And it's hard, but when we surrender it to God, it's very easy. So we choose forgiveness because ourselves are under the control of the Holy Spirit. That's why Paul says, mortify your members. kill your members, die daily, surrender every day to the workings of the Holy Spirit. Then we will be changed. Then we'll be changed. And forgiveness wouldn't be an issue in the long run.
So essentially, it's just this whole thing where we still want a relationship with God, but we still want to control our own lives. And that's where it clashes.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's the thing. He's our savior, but he's not our Lord. Like I'm not really accountable to you. You just saved me, but I can live my life, and when I come to ask for forgiveness, you can forgive me. You should forgive me.
Oh, when I need help, I'll call on you now. Like.
Exactly. But when he says, forgive your enemy, I'm start saying, no, but it's paining. Don't you think it pained me when I hung on the cross? Don't you think that it was painful for me to have been separated from the Trinity?
I have a question here. That is not amongst my producer's questions, so hopefully I do not get fired today. But how do we forgive God? Now, this is a strange statement that I have just made.
Okay. How do we forgive God? Mm-hmm. For what? For dying for us on the cross?
Now, for example, what I mean is, let's look at the situation of Job, you know, where God says, hey, yeah, listen, I know you can test that guy, but he's not gonna fall. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I've spoken to God and I've said, you are not gonna make me a Job. I have seen what the devil is doing in my life. You're not gonna make me a Job. Mm-hmm. How then, if you had the knowledge that this is what God is trying to do, he's trying to use you as a proof of, no, this person, how do you forgive God for that?
I think, Gundo, we should make time. We have this discussion that you have started in the future. Please make time.
I'm very passionate
about. Please talk to your producers. but here is the thing: you will not need to forgive God if you realize that He has trusted you with pain.
Ooh. Okay.
Like really, God, you have trusted me with loss. Have trusted me with a heartbreak. Is that how much you trust me, that you know that even if I am divorced, I am done the worst of it all, I lose all that I have, you trust me that I wouldn't leave your presence? Then I'll fall down at your feet and just say, Hosanna in the highest. It needs no forgiveness. Well, He is a sovereign God. I mean, He owes none of us an explanation. We are His. He does with us as He pleases. Remember Jeremiah when he was sent to the potter's house? And the clay broke in the hands of the potter. And the potter made it again another vessel. And the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord was that, tell Israel that can't I do to them as I wish, as the potter has done to the clay. This is a talk for another day. So there's no really forgiving God when you realize that He has trusted you with worst circumstances ever.
He's trusted you, but you can't trust Him. Whoa.
Imagine.
I know this conversation is a bit hectic. Okay. I also started a conversation at the end of our conversation. I don't know why I do that. But thank you so much, Elder Brian, for joining us on the line and so far this entire week. I look forward to wrapping up. I don't know if today is our last day, but I think tomorrow. Yay! I get to speak to Elder Brian.
We are finding healing tomorrow.
We're finding healing, guys. Today we're looking at forgiveness. Tomorrow we're finding healing. All right. Love that. You see, this is a man who knows more about my show than me. But no, thank you so much, Elder Brian, for joining me on the line and always having a very, you know, interesting discourse amongst one another. And I hope that we will be able to talk with one another again tomorrow. In the meantime, stay blessed.
Thank you. Good day, too.
Good day. That was Elder Brian on the line talking to us about forgiveness. Yes, and the benefits thereof. It is important for us to forgive, not just for, in fact, not even for the person across, but mainly for yourself. And let's keep that in mind. And if you just missed out on that entire conversation, you can find it on our podcasts that are available on the AWR app as well as online. We'll be right back.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.